I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. When people meet you for the first time, are they pleasantly surprised, a bit disappointed, or satisfied with how the real you compared to what they heard about you? They heard one thing, but when they met you, they saw another. People heard you were one way and found out you're really not like that at all, happily. They heard you thought more highly of yourself, but found you to be really down to earth. Heard you were a fabulous fake, but found you to be really genuine. Heard you had a great personality and found out that you were absolutely gorgeous as well. Heard you were arrogant and found you to be confident. Heard you to be a taskmaster and found out you were just committed to a program of excellence. Heard you were hard, found out that you were fair. And then sometimes there are pieces of us we really don't want to be known. Our fears, our less than gracious attitudes, thoughts we kept to ourselves, you know, prejudices, weaknesses, selfish stuff, or rude things that may escape our mouths when we're in private. Lord, help us right now. People talked about Solomon, the king of Israel, and who wouldn't? The builder of God's temple, the ruler and empire leader. The Queen of Sheba met him and was surprised that the real man didn't match the gossip. He was more, better than, and authentic, and her testimony was, "The half has not been told." Solomon was being very real about himself and about his God. When people see that you're real, I mean really real, about who you are and what you're about and where you're going and how do you plan to get there in Christ, people will appreciate the Christ in you. They'll take you at your word. They'll be confident about you and about what you do and the standards that you stand on, the word of God. They can take you at your word. You're not a flake or a fake, but you're a what you see is what you get kind of person. 2 Chronicles 9:5, everything I heard about you in my country, about your achievement and wisdom is true. I'm Vashti McKenzie. You have a whole 24 hours to be you. Not what others say you ought to be or should be, but be the real person God created you to be.